It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks. All right, there's layers to all this stuff, Will Ortner.
Five of them.
For one man, it is, and we don't know who he is, but we almost found out.
Well, we know his Twitter.
He's about to find out. Boy, this guy was going through it. Saint Bill Snyder on Twitter. This is the man who, following a loss to Oklahoma State, said if Kansas State loses to BYU, I'll shove a beefy five-layer burrito up my...
You about to find out.
Well,
Provo at night happened.
They lost to BYU, and the world was waiting, and the world was wondering. And over the weekend, by golly, he did it.
My favorite part is that he posts a mugshot, because mm-hmm. he's got the side angle, and he's got the straight on.
This is very disturbing. There's a lot of disturbing angles to this.
He said it, but then did it. Well, he had to. He couldn't become 3-2-1 Noel guy.
Well, you know what happened, though? Kansas State beat Oklahoma State this weekend.
I bet on them. They were a best bet.
42-20.
They were a best bet.
I mean, go Will. They got the Saint Bill Snyder bump.
They got the five-layer bump?
And he had a Taco Bell bag over his head.
And they won in a beefy way. They used the O-lineman up front to run all over Oklahoma State.
He posted the photos to, I mean, good for him for doing
this.
Did
you see his intro video? Did you see?
Yeah, I did.
He bought it and he froze it, and then he has a video of like the burrito, and it's playing Welcome to the Jungle, and he comes in.
Yeah.
This guy, he's so good at video production.
Well, he's also really bad at social media, because let's go through it. So he posts the photos, as you said, and then he tweets out, "Wife found out I'm cooked." First of all, this guy's married?
You asked for divorce at that point, right? Like, you have to.
And then at no point, like, this guy hiding his emotions, he must be in a roller coaster in general as a human being, because during the BYU game, it was just like, oh boy, I'm so cooked.
It was
like, he's going through it. He's going through all of this for over a week. All of this activity, and his wife had no idea until after the photos are posted.
This is malicious fecal distribution.
I like that his
something tells me that his wife was sent this by somebody who's like, is that your living room?
No, he does it in the bathroom. But in my head, she like sees the picture and she's like, that looks like my husband's butt.
Yeah, one of her friends was like,
my husband's butt.
Oh my gosh, this could be your husband. Look at this. This is something your husband would do. And then he's been doing all of this with, again, a Taco Bell bag over his head under a layer of anonymity, right?
Anonymity.
And then he says,
Well,
I told you guys this was going to be wrong. Today was going to be a day that was very hard for me, and I haven't slept a lot.
Hard for him, too.
He then tweets out after wife found out, I'm cooked. The K-State versus BYU game is hereby christened the Burrito Bowl, and it will be.
Live Moss.
But then, when Alabama storms out to a 21-0 lead, a 28-0 lead, he tweets out, if Georgia comes back and wins, I'll do a face reveal and tank my life.
I love this guy so much.
Georgia took a lead.
This guy is awesome.
He then tweets out, oh, F.
I love this guy so much. He's so stupid. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
No one is dumber than this guy, but he's dumb in all of the best mm-hmm. ways possible.
Yeah. 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 This is not good. This is not good, because then he tweeted out, who does Kansas State have next week?
He's got.
I believe they have a bye.
No,
I believe
they do have a bye.
They're on a bye.
But does he mean this about the Colorado game? Because he said, if K-State loses next week, I'll put my balls in a blender.
I think that's why he tweeted it. Yeah, it's because they had a bye.
They have a bye. Wow.
But I would not tweet something along those lines about Colorado. Not that I think Colorado is good, but they're 2-0 in Big 12 play right now. They're frisky.
This man.
They're not as bad as they used to be.
St. Bill Snyder.
Do you think he has...
We all have a friend like this. I know two guys immediately that popped into my mind that I was like, yep, could see them finding their way into this. They're probably just really glad they didn't have social media.
Right.
At an age where they were... Actually, there's one guy I'm still pretty sure he'd still do it.
He might be this guy.
Yeah.
He might be St. Bill Snyder.
Yeah, and his kids would be like videotaping all of this, and child services would have to be called at that point.
Hey, son, come here. I got to go do this beefy five-layer burrito thing. Can you videotape?
I could see all of this coming to fruition. Like, I could see it.
Do you think his wife found out because they have, like, a shared laptop and there's a folder that just says beefy five-layer burrito?
No, she probably was like, he's on his phone a lot lately. I'm going to go through it. And then she goes through the photos and is like, oh, dear God. This is what you're doing in your man cave all night?
Is my husband cheating on me?
He was like, no. Well, kind of.
What, with a Taco Bell value menu?
My husband cheated on me with a Taco Bell burrito. Now we have to go to marriage counseling?
Actually, you know what? I'm going to go find me some cinnamon twists.
I feel like that's how she did find out. She's like, he's been on his phone a lot lately because the dude's phone is just blowing up left and right. He probably has been a little bit reserved. He's been pulling away a little bit over the past week knowing that there's a beefy five layer that's going to have to go somewhere. And she went through the photos. She went through the photo roll on his phone and was just floored by it. Just taken back.
I would love to be a fly on the wall when she finds out. Like, she's like looking through, like, why do you have two calculator apps in your phone?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard about this on the news.
Or she's like went through the garbage and like she saw in the garbage. She's like, why is this Taco Bell bag cut into a mask? He's like, don't worry about it.
Why are there eye holes in this taco?
She's like, I know now.
I'm a Browns fan.
Now I'm very worried about it. He's like, it's none of your business. Lay off me, Tina. And then she goes through the photo roll and is like, oh dear good Lord.
Why is there eye holes in the Taco Bell bag, sweetie?
Also, we don't know what she's into. Maybe.
maybe that's what led him astray.
She is the temptress. Do you think they have Taco Bell night at home?
Not anymore.
Or they do a lot more.
I think it's been ruined. I think it's been ruined forever.
Maybe that's what they're into now.
Ruined forever, just like I can't get a damn enchirito anymore.
All right.
Enchirito.
That's where you took this, huh?
Yeah.
That's where you went.
Yeah.
We're just talking about this dude, Keister, in a five layer, and you're like, you know what? I want an enchirito.
Enchirito back.
What is an enchirito?
Oh, it's a Taco Bell enchilada, basically.
Aren't they bringing it back?
Beef
they're
and
doing
beans.
Like,
no, it was one of those things where they left it up to a vote to the fans, and it was a limited time only thing. And so, yeah, they brought it back for a limited time.
I was going to say, I thought they were doing like a decades thing, like the best thing in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s.
How old do you think I am, you little a-hole?
Well, that's the 90s one. I didn't say you were a 50s guy.